Coming up in about 3 minutes or so, and this program is entitled this year, When the Creator Became One with the Creation. So stay tuned for that great Christmas music coming your way here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
The Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts presents the Sunday, December 24th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, featuring our annual Christmas program this year entitled The Day the Creator Became One with His Creation, with your producer and host, evangelist and pastor-teacher Donley Vernon Brown. Good Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to this Christmas Eve edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And like I said, our program today is entitled The Day the Creator Became One with His Creation. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, Lord, for this day that you've allowed us to see. Thank you, Lord, for the meaning of this day in our lives, because you came into the world willingly to be our Savior, to be our deliverer, to set us free from the sin and the shame that had kept us from all the benefits and blessings that you had ordained for us. But through Jesus Christ, the second Adam, we now have the deliverance and the freedom that you alone can give, because of your perfect life, your sacrificial death, and the Father being able to raise you from dead because you had committed no sin. So therefore, we praise and thank you for this day. We thank you, O Lord, for the meaning of your coming in our lives, and we pray that you would come powerfully in the ministry this day, so that the Spirit of God might flow out from our lives into the lives of those who need to know this Christmas message and receive the gift that you alone can give. And we praise you for it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. First book of the Bible, Genesis, it says that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And then later on in the Gospel of John, it says concerning Jesus, all things were made by him, and without him nothing that is made was made. And so Jesus is the creator. The Spirit of God worked with Jesus in the creation, because it says he moved and hovered over the water in Genesis, and things began to come into being. As Jesus said, let there be, let there be, let there be. But the reality is that Jesus, who is our Savior, our Lord, our great high priest, our soon coming King, came as a babe into the world to experience all the various things that we as human beings also go through, and came out victorious in our behalf through his life, death, and resurrection. And so therefore, the message of the coming of the Messiah was given to Israel way back at the beginning of creation, really. And so therefore, their promise, the promise of his coming, was to them. And he was going to be Emmanuel, God with us. And so they looked faithfully for that to take place. And since so many centuries went by and it never happened, when he did come, they were totally unprepared. Majority of them were totally unprepared. But the message that Emmanuel was going to come was in the hearts of a few. And so they continued to pray, oh come, Emmanuel. Richard Smallwood and Vision Choir here on Sounds of Praise.
Isaac asked his father Abraham, "Where is the lamb?" John the Baptist replied, "Behold the lamb." Through eternity, we will all sing, "Worthy is the lamb." All as a result of Bethlehem's babe. The awesomeness of how far God came for everyone in this room is so incomprehensible.
The sun blushed, then burnt its way into the birth of the universe. The moon responded in a grayish repose. He walked the star-studded steps to a barnyard in Bethlehem. He whom the heaven of heavens could not contain took residence in Mary's womb. The good tidings of great joy to all people crossed barriers of time and space, race and creed to proclaim. Unto you is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
He's the one who holds the stars, made the heavens and the earth, made the day a thousand years, created with his word. Formed the awesome galaxy, spoke, and there was light. Then he laid down his royal crown as the angels watched that night. And he came, oh. away from glory to give abundant life. It's hard to imagine from heaven's throne he came all this way to make your heart his home. Heaven watched as he released his crown, as he stripped away his kingly robe and began to turn down. To think that God could shrink himself into the Milky Way, reducing to the time of man to fit within our day. Arms open wide, all the way from glory to give abundant life. It's hard to imagine from heaven's throne he came all this way to make your heart his home.
Bible says that before sin marred the creation that God had created, that he would commune with Adam and Eve in the cool of the evening. This was an external relationship, but now through the coming of the Lord into the world as a babe growing to a man, growing to minister in the world, and then dying that sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary, being raised from death, and then the promise of the Holy Spirit who would now come and live within his creation. God made it possible for the Creator to now dwell in the hearts of every faithful individual who put their faith and trust in him. Laura Story coming up next here on Sounds of Praise, and this is Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to set Thy people free. From our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in Thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth, Thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing. Bring the people to death. and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Ease real strength and consolation. Hope of all the earth now art. Dear desire of every nation. Joy of every longing heart.
Promise would be that a virgin would conceive and bring forth a child. Michael Bolton, Placido Domingo, and this is Ave Maria here on Sounds of Praise.
Oh, Come my door, home and bend what they're singing.
It's 5:40 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial. On the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting, and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. You're listening to the Sunday, December 24th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're bringing you our special Christmas program this year entitled The Day Our Creator Became One with His Creation. This is Babby Mason here on Sounds of Praise. King Jesus is His name.
Some children see Him lily white, the baby Jesus born this night. Some children see Him lily white, with tresses soft and fair.
It's 5:55 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Sunday, December 24th, 2017, and you're listening to the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, over 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown, and we are bringing you our annual Christmas program. This year is entitled "The Day Our Creator Became One with His Creation." This is Yolanda Adams, "Born This Day."
Christmas is the day the angels came to say. They said, "Be not afraid, for born on this day, born to save, is Christ the Lord. Shepherds watch by night, when an angel appeared from on high and said, 'Be not afraid, for born on this day, born to